Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. Andrew's. It is a delight to be able to come together and to worship our Maker, to encourage each other, to hear from His Word. For those who are listening in, we have a group of ordinary people here who love to listen to God because we see that there is only one source of hope. There is only one source of help in times of trouble. We delight in building each other up, celebrating the good times as well as supporting each other through times that can be challenges that face all of us in life. This morning in our service, Simon will be bringing us the Bible reading. David will be praying with and for us. And for the musos, we have Adele, Rosemary and Junglan. My name's Fiona and it's a delight to have everyone here with us today. For many of us here, I'm sure we can say amen to the reality that Jesus is our joy in sorrow's tears. He gives us strength to cast out fears. He is the Lamb who is worthy of all our praise. So if you would stand and join with me as we remind each other, there is no other name in heaven can be found.
To cast our fears, no other name
Please have a seat, everybody, except for Trevor. He's going to tell us a little preview of what's going to happen later.
Oh, thanks, Fiona. Yes, Paul's coming to the end of his letter to the church in Ephesus, and he's wanting to remind the church and us not to allow ourselves to have the joy and blessings that we have found in Christ robbed from us or allowed for us to think that they're not there. And so he has some strong words, encouraging words for us, and that's what we're thinking about today.
If you'd like to join with me in prayer for the kids before they leave for the kids program. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that Jesus reminds us, let the little children come to me, do not hinder them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to ones like these. Father, please continue to pour into these kids' hearts your love and your truth, and may their love for you continue to grow and deepen. Bless them in their time together, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Time for kids to leave while others just have a brief greeting of each other. The prophet Isaiah says these words, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous one their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on them, and to our God, for God will abundantly pardon." I don't know about for you, but I know for me that the more I draw close to God, the more I'm aware of my own shortcomings and my own sinfulness. So we're just going to have a moment now reflecting before we pray together a prayer asking for God's forgiveness. Please join with me as we confess together. Merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and desires of our own hearts and have broken your holy laws. We've left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who are repentant, according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant, merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God and loving Father, we rejoice that you pardon and forgive those who truly repent and sincerely believe your holy gospel. Grant to each one of us true repentance and your Holy Spirit, that we may live godly, righteous, and holy lives, and finally come to your eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We are so privileged that week by week we can listen to the very words of the living God. These words that are such a treasure, Heaven and earth will pass away, but these words will never pass away. So before Simon comes to read the scriptures for us today, please join me in prayer. Thank you, loving Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. Teach us through your word and equip us for every good work for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 on page 1177.
Morning, everyone. Today's Bible's reading is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. It's on page 1177 of your Pew Bible. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. This is the word of the Lord.
Please keep your Bibles open there at page 1177 to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through to 20 that we're looking at this morning from God's Word, the Bible. And the sermon title in this series of seeing ourselves from God's perspective is called Soldiers at Arms. Well, as Christians, when we attended Sunday school or after school kids club, beach mission maybe, or youth fellowship, you may remember or recall singing Onward Christian Soldiers, and or I'm too young to march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery, I'm too young to fly over land and sea, 'cause I'm in the Lord's Army. Yes, sir. Well, remember those? And we sung them with, didn't we, with great gusto in our youth fellowship group or kids' church or Sunday school. Well, I can understand why these songs may not be sung by our children's in our children's programs these days. The underlying idea of the Christian being involved in a fight, in an invisible war, in a struggle, is still true and applicable today as it was in the Apostle Paul's time. And so, mindful of this, Paul brings his letter to a close by calling the Christian, calling you and I, like a soldier, to arms and to remain faithful in the battle. Well, for what we have in Christ, we need to remember, is the blessings immeasurably that we have in him and the wisdom of living a life lived with him according to his word, the Bible, and the life of the church like this. Paul wants us to remember are too good and so wonderful for us to allow them to be forgotten, or thought could be stolen away from us and hidden from our assurance. So Paul concludes this letter to the church in Ephesus with a call to arms, a call to take this seriously, with a call to remain faithful. And the latter that we'll look more at next week, the call to be faithful, but today, the call to arms. I think you're all aware, but if not, being a Christian and sharing in ministry did not come easy for the Apostle Paul, nor does it come easy for any of us as Christians, does it? Our Lord Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world." In another of Paul's letters, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32, and in a second letter to the church at Corinth, in chapter 1, verse 8, the apostle likened his ministry in Ephesus as to fighting with beasts. I don't think he had anyone in mind in the congregation at Ephesus when he was speaking like that, but there were some unbelieving Jews and tradespeople of Ephesus who could certainly have been identified as having been hostile to Paul and to his message of the gospel. As did a number of others, those who had an interest in idol worship of Artemis, the goddess of chastity, hunting and the moon, or of the worship of the emperor at the time. Alexander the metal worker would have been one candidate, and we read about him in Acts chapter 19. These people caused Paul trouble, but these were not the real enemies. The real enemies Paul was mindful of were unseen, spiritual, at work behind the scene in and through the lives of others. Our struggle, verse 11 there, Paul writes, look with me down there, is not against flesh and blood. The real enemies are the devil, the rulers, the authorities, the powers of the dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And earlier on in the letter, in verses 1 to 3 of chapter 2 and verse 11 to 12 of chapter 6, also the ways of the world and the cravings of the sinful nature. These seek, Paul writes, to undermine our assurance, the blessings immeasurable that we have in Christ. The temptation is to laugh these away, or at worst, ignore as non-existent or irrelevant. To do so would be like the child who places their hands over their face and closes their eyes and turns away and thinks the adult's not in the room. And yet, on the other hand, it is equally ignorant to pay excessive attention to them, or to think we have by our own power alone or spiritual maturity the ability to resist. Our Lord and the apostles were cautious of their danger, but never obsessed by them. How then are we to live with such unseen realities whose influence is real? How then are we to take our stand, as Paul asks and tells us, against the devil's schemes, the ways of this world, and the cravings of the sinful nature? What are we to think? What are we to remember? What are we to do? Well, Paul, you may recall, when he wrote this letter, was in jail for his faith and ministry in Christ. Probably with his Roman soldier guarding him in sight, seeing him clothed in his armor, with shield and sword by his side, his face and eyes determined, focused on his duty. With this Roman soldier that Paul's looking at in mind, I take it, Paul wrote with an answer. Verse 10, look with me there. we are to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. A misunderstanding of the application of these verses is to think our defense, our ability to stand firm against the unseen cause of the war going on around us, is to focus on something we alone have the power to do. No, be strong in the Lord, Paul writes to us. As the Roman soldier is clothed in his armor and relies on it without question to protect him, to keep him safe, so the Christian, we are to remember and depend upon that we are clothed en Christo, in Christ, in the Lord. We are safe in him as armor is for the Roman soldier. Or for us spacey junkies, force field around our spaceship of Enterprise, all right? Okay? The person and work of Jesus, the truth of him, brothers and sisters in Christ, the righteousness that he has won for us in life, in his life and his death, the peace that we now have with God is our armor, is our protection, is our safety, is our refuge. It, secure and safe eternally from the schemes of the world, the flesh and the devil, he has made us strong in the Lord so as to stand firm. And we will stand firm even on the day, on that last day when Christ returns or death calls us first, for he is able to do so for us. Therefore, Paul the Apostle writes to the church at Ephesus, knowing what's going on in their lives, and writes to the church, to us today. Therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, being strong in the Lord, clothed in Christ as our armor, and in his mighty power, not yours, and he calls us to arms. He calls the church to arm, to remember you are strong, God is strong, be strong. Be ones who know that they are safe in the refuge of God, despite what's going on around us. As a statement of reality of what we are in the Lord and in his mighty power. So the call to arms is to take up the shield of faith, to remember who our God is and what he has done for us in Christ, and in doing so for us and for us in his mighty power. Faith that he has given to us is the shield by which God extinguishes the flaming arrows of doubt and lack of assurance. Faith, not in faith itself or in our ability to have faith, for where is our faith placed and anchored? It's in the person. It's in the work of Jesus, who he is and what he has done for us. Take it up. Place it there. Remember who has protected you, who is keeping you safe. Use that. For the one in whom our faith is, God is able to extinguish all the doubting, flaming arrows of the evil one. And I take it too, we can use that shield of faith too for our brothers and sisters of Christ. When it's hard for them to pick up that shield of faith, we bring the shield of faith around them as well. And we remind them of Jesus and what he has done for them. Who have we spoken to of Jesus and what he has done for them in this week? and use the word of God, Paul says. Use the word of God, the Bible, by reading it, remembering it, studying it, living by it, like we would a sword in a battle. And remember, we do not struggle alone, but with all our brothers and sisters in Christ. And Paul here ends these little verses by remembering and reminding us to pray for each other. To pray for each other, united as one in the Spirit, the body of Christ, to pray for each other. Praying gets us to remember each other and to remember that we're not alone in this world and the struggles that we face. To remember that we have a responsibility, a duty, to be focused on our calling and what He's asked us to be. Remember also those who are reminding us of the truth of God from His word, the Bible. So I thank you for praying for me this morning, and I thank you for remembering me in your prayers and all those in our church here and in all churches and across the world who are bringing the gospel and teaching the word of God to us. Pray for them. Uphold them. Finally, Paul writes, so as not to be robbed of the wonderful privilege and joy of the blessings that we have in Christ, to think that they can be robbed of us, to think that when we do doubt those things, to think that those things, the evil one would want us to think, you're not really saved, you're not really right with God, to remember, be strong. You are strong. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. Realize it's on you. Put it on if it's not on you, if you're not a Christian. Put on Jesus Christ. Come to Christ. Know Christ. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers in the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms behind the body and blood and flesh. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Be strong in the Lord. Clothed in Christ, in His armor, and stand firm. Let me pray. Mighty Lord of hosts, supreme conqueror of all evil, sovereign God, clothe us with your armor. Clothe us with and in Christ, that with and in the Lord, clothed in Him as our armor, we may stand firm against the devil with his schemes, strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Cause to bring to mind your mighty power that has rescued us and will rescue us and keep us safe. When we doubt, when we find it hard in the battle, remind us daily of the truth of you as we read and use your word. Incline our hearts, Lord, to remember our duty to you and to each other in prayer, so that we may recall and remind each other of the strength and refuge we have found in our Lord and in His mighty power. For we are all share in the same struggle together. To you, God, be all glory and honor, power and dominion. We thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Take a moment now to reflect on something particular God may want to be speaking to you about from what we've just heard and the great power that God has. I'm sure most people here or listening in will remember very well 9/11. I remember the morning that that particularly happened. And when the planes went into the building, the chaplain to the President of the USA went in and said, "This is what we need to remember. God is our refuge and strength." So please join with me as we say these timeless, powerful words together. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. I invite you to stand. As soldiers of Christ arise, put our armour on. Please join with us in this Charles Wesley hymn, reinforcing the passage of Ephesians. Stand as we affirm together what it is as Christians we believe. Please join with me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please sit or kneel for prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let's continue together in our general prayers. Saving God, we thank you that you are with us at all times and you equip us with your word. We thank you for what you have shown us today, that you have already given us what we need to stand firm in our faith. Lord Jesus, it can feel dangerous and difficult to stand firm as a Christian believer in our modern society. Help us to remember that we are not fighting against the people around us, but against the schemes of the devil. Remind us that we fight with you in Christ, in your power and for your name, and not for ourselves and not by ourselves. God, our equipper, we thank you that you've given us everything we need, especially your Spirit, who is in us and with us, and allows us to come to you with all kinds of prayers. Help us to be alert and to always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We thank you for giving us the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, with the shoes of the gospel of peace, a shield of faith, a helmet of salvation, and your revelation to us through the word as a sword. Lord God, help us to use what you have given us, the people we know and are in contact with, and the opportunities you create to make the gospel fearlessly known. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to stand firm and hear our prayer. Amen. Sovereign and mighty Lord, we continue to live in a global world that seems to be hard to understand and feels out of control. The prophet Jeremiah told the people of Israel that despite being in exile, that they were to pray for the peace and prosperity of the city of Babylon. So today we ask for wise and good government in all places, for peace to be preeminent and for evil to be restrained. We particularly think of the Ukrainian people suffering under an egregious war as they head into winter. We thank you for the many people who work for the safety and security of our society, for emergency workers, for security personnel, for those in the justice system, for those in government at all levels, local, state and national. We ask that all of them will work well together for the common good and the good of others, not for themselves. We thank you for their service and for us all, and ask that you will bless us through their work with peace and prosperity for everyone. Sovereign Lord, we put our trust in you. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we bring before you our Christian brothers and sisters in countries that do not enjoy our freedom. We acknowledge and know that authority in those places is also granted and established by you. Please uphold your persecuted church to continue to love and honour you in the midst of fear and physical harm. We pray especially for the church in the Middle East, in Iraq, Iran, Syria, and other places where there is extreme persecution of the Christian church. Please give strength and comfort to those who are under physical threat and assault. May their faith not falter, and through your Spirit bring them close to you. Amen. Amen. Lord God, our foundation and rock, we thank you for the leadership of our diocese, for our Archbishop Kanishka Raphael, and for Michael Stead, our regional bishop. We ask that you will uphold them in the work they do. Give them the time and passion for maintaining their personal relationship with you and not only focus on their professional work. Thank you for their service for your church and for how you have prepared and equipped them to be able to do this work. Heavenly Father, we bring before you all our brothers and sisters across the diocese today and ask that you will bless each parish as it meets. Amen. Lord, our provider, we thank you for what Anglicare does in caring for so many in our community. At this time of year, we especially thank you for the work they do in providing Christmas cheer and goodwill through the Toys and Tucker campaign. Help us to be generous in giving so that then many will be able to benefit from their campaign. Thank you for the work at Anglicare who helped make this happen, and we ask for your blessing and for the people in need who are supported by Anglicare in the months ahead. Amen. Loving Father, we give you great thanks for this parish. We thank you for the unity we have as we strive to more and more be growing as followers of Jesus together. Work within us by your Spirit to help us to clothe ourselves as your people with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Give us open and generous hearts and the willingness to forgive each other as you have forgiven us. Please work your peace in our lives and give us thankful hearts so that whatever we do it all in your name and giving thanks to you for everything. Heavenly Father, we also have a number of people who have special needs at this time. We bring them before you now, turning to you and trusting that you will provide what is needed for each of them at this time. Amen. Lord our Father, we bring all these matters and others on our hearts to you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the words of the set prayer for the day together. God of power and mercy, open our hearts in welcome. Remove the things that hinder us from receiving Christ with joy, so that we may share his wisdom and become one with him when he comes in glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth that we may tell of your saving works. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you. Amen.
Come to the time in the service now where we're going to discuss a little bit of family business. And Karen is just coming down now to bring to us some joy.
Good morning. I'd just like to thank you for your prayers and participation in our women's Christmas dinner that we had here on Friday night. And I thought I'd show you some happy snaps. We had a lovely time. It was great. And we're really thankful for Jan Donoghue, who came and pointed us to the hope and light of Christmas. And we had some visitors come and join us too, and they really enjoyed the evening. So you can see we had a great time. We had some really good food. And one of the things that Jan is involved in is Mothers Union, which many of you have heard me speak about before. And Mothers Union have been supporting this project, the Good Shepherd School in East Lebanon. There was a Lebanese couple who established a school for Syrian refugees in their local area. Last year they had 250 students at the school, and this year they've now got 350. And their staff has gone from 10 to 18. So they've really got a flourishing ministry to all these children that have no hope of education without them. So Jan had a stall, and she's very, very thankful for the money that we raised at the stall with the things that she was selling, and we've been able to donate the proceeds from our ticket sales for the dinner to this charity as well. So I'd just like to thank you for your generosity in supporting that, and thank you for coming, and it's been a great joy to have our celebration on Friday evening. So thanks for your prayers for that.
Yes, and thank you for all those who have brought in toys or tucker for the Anglicare Toys and Tucker Appeal. That's going to be collected in the next couple of weeks. Also, I just want to make you mindful that we're actually asked for 5 hampers to be brought to us. So if you know of anyone around about in your streets or nearby who may be appreciative of a hamper as a gift from us as a church, Christmas hamper, please let me know, and they'll be available from next Sunday onwards, all right? So you can have that ready for Christmas for them. Have you filled in your sharing and ministry pamphlet for 2023? They're up the back of the church, and it'd be really helpful if everybody did fill one in, even if it was just to say, yep, I'm coming to church next year and contributing to the life of the church here at St. Andrew's. That'd be great. But there might be something in there that you might think, yeah, I can share in that ministry. I can do that. Or I'd like to know how to do that, how to read the Bible at church, or how to lead a service, or how to welcome people, or I could do something during the week in some way. So please take one of those. They're on the back table, near where all the toys and Tucker's stuff is, and fill one out and place it in the red box as you're going out this bar on the left-hand side. Not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that is the 18th of December, and instead of our pageant, we're doing a carols and lessons, and then Rosemary and I would like to invite you to a Christmas luncheon that we will put on. This is something we've done in our previous churches, and where we provide a meal for you at Christmas. Unfortunately, we can't have it here in the foyer because the Korean church will be here this year. Maybe they might be with us next year and we can arrange something out. But it will be up in the hall. And at the back of the church, there'll be a little bit of piece of paper that which you can put your name down to say, yes, I'm coming along to that on the 18th of December. But it'll follow immediately after our service of that Sunday as being carols and lessons. And then Christmas Day here at Abbotsford is not at 9:30, we'll come a little bit earlier, it's at 9 o'clock in the morning, and there'll be some handouts for that next Sunday that you can put in the letterboxes nearby or to your friends and neighbour. But next Sunday we farewell Karen and David, and it'll be a sad day, and we pray that you'll be able to join us on the day to remember them in prayer and to say thank you. We'll be thinking about faithfulness in service as we gather in the final piece of our teaching through Ephesians. And then immediately afterwards, we'll go out and have some special morning tea together and some speeches and gifts that we'd like to give to David and to Karen. There'll be a photo taken as well and an opportunity for you to say a few words as well of appreciation and to pray for them. But that's next Sunday. So please make the effort if you're able to come along and be there on that special day. Over to you.
If anyone would like prayer after church for anything, Dick and I will be down the front here and we'd be delighted to pray for you. And the final announcement, we know that everything we have comes from God, and each week people faithfully give back to him that ministry can continue to happen. And so we praise God that he is a generous God, and he also helps us to reflect his generosity.
Fiona just reminded me, as a good soldier at arms, well done, that tomorrow night we have our parish prayer meeting. It's the first Monday of the month. And so if you'd like to join with me and others from 7 to 8 o'clock to pray for each other and for the church here and beyond, please join me in the foyer at the back of the church, or set aside time at home or in the day to specifically just stop and pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and God's work in this place and beyond. Thanks, Soldier.
At St Andrew's, we are very aware of the uniqueness of Jesus. No one else can satisfy. No one else can be our strength. No one else can be our shield. Please stand as we sing our final hymn together. Jesus said that if I thirst, I should come to him.
I
Please have a seat. I didn't mean to skip over the sentence of scripture for today, but the scripture is finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Please join me in prayer. Eternal God and Father, by your power we are created. By your love we are redeemed. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit that we may give ourselves to your service and live this week in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. To close, please join with me in saying the grace to each other. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Can I invite you to head outside once you have your cup of tea and the beautiful treats that Joan has brought us today, giving distance so that there is where remain COVID safe. Bless you all and have a wonderful week.